You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast exploring the balance of science and spirituality, the physical and metaphysical realms. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, here to remind you that just because you cannot see something with your eyes does not mean it isn't there. This applies to beautiful things like angels and difficult issues like depression, which we get into more in this episode. This is season four, our season of miracles. I am devoting this whole season to one special person and to the community his miracles and teachings have benefited. His name is Master John Douglas. In the first episode of this season, episode 37, I gave a more thorough intro into who Master John Douglas is, how I became acquainted with his work, and some terms that are going to be used throughout this season. If you have not listened to that episode yet, I encourage you to do so before listening in to this one. In today's episode, we are going to hear from several people about their miraculous healings from mental and emotional ailments such as anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. We will also hear how Master John's work, including his audio processes, have helped people overcome their own judgment, self-hatred, and perfectionist programs, and many more. As usual, all of these miracles are shared directly by the people who experience them. Before we jump into those, however, I wanted to explain a little bit more about what a Master John process is. These are audio clips ranging from 3 minutes to an hour in length. You can think of them as meditations that you listen to, but they're not meditations. They're so much more than meditations. And they help you with very specific things. For example, there's a process called soul repair, which helps you do just that. There's a location repair, which is extremely effective at clearing lower energies from spaces like homes or vehicles. There's also relationship development, psychological repair, and many more, all extremely powerful. Many people are actually introduced to Master John's work through listening to a process. That's how I was introduced to Master John's work. A friend shared relationship development with me. And for me, it was powerful enough to get me to go to his next workshop. So since you've been hearing about these processes over the last few episodes, I thought it would be nice for you to hear one. We are going to play emotional repair for you now, and it is just over 3 minutes long. This way you can see for yourself if you like the processes. If possible, please find a quiet, safe place where you can sit still and close your eyes. Here we go.
Emotional repair healing process will begin. The Master Angels of Spirit Repair are now cleansing your aura, chakras, astral and causal body. All negative entities and spirits are being released and returned to Divine Center to relieve you of negative interference. All negative thought form energies are being disintegrated. Your negative emotions are being disempowered. Your negative thought processes are being disempowered. Brain brain chemicals and hormonal levels are being balanced. The energy of your reactive mind and ego are being disempowered. Now, pure divine love from the divine center is filling you and flowing through you, energizing and repairing all of your spiritual anatomy. Feel the relief. Divine energy is the nature of all things in the universe. We become more of ourselves when we fill with divine energy. Sensitive and aware people need spiritual power and protection to overcome the negative forces of the hidden world.
That was a short Master John Douglas process called emotional repair. I personally have been known to play this one on repeat if I'm worked up about something. And if you enjoyed that, I have great news. This one is free for all to listen to as many times as you want to on YouTube. Just type in emotional repair process. If you're interested in learning more about the other processes available, please visit www.masterangels.org. You can also stay tuned into this podcast, as we are going to devote an entire episode to miracles people have had through the use of these processes and tools created by Master John and the Master Healing Angels. That episode is in a couple episodes from now. So, without further ado, let's jump into this week's miracles about healing mental and emotional ailments. Are you ready? Let's get miraculous.
Hi, I'm Erlinda, and I'm from Chicago. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Absolutely.
So I really want to talk about the miracle of health. Let me give you a little background information. So I was recently divorced, and, you know, when I first got divorced, it was kind of like, yay, life is fine, you know, and everything's great. And then all of a sudden, it just was not great anymore. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I started gaining a lot of weight. I was really stressed out. I couldn't really function at work. It was really, really difficult. I had some severe depression and some major anxiety, panic attacks, which was really weird for me because I never understood panic attacks. I thought, like, I don't understand, what are those, you know, until I started having them myself. And it is one of the scariest things. Your body just starts to take over, and you can't, like, slow the heartbeat. And it's just, it was really, really difficult. And I was taking about maybe 6 to 7 pills a day for fear of having a panic attack. And there was just time, you know, after, like, working with Master John Douglas and the angels, I really was listening to the tools and doing the workshops and doing all this work to start to heal myself. And after a little while, like, I was like, I cannot be addicted to these drugs. It's going to cause more problems. And so I started just really praying and asking for some extra support. So my miracle was, lo and behold, I was able to get off my medicine. So I don't take any medicine for panic attacks. I'm off my antidepressants. Things just started changing so beautifully. Like, literally, during the time, I was like, I don't see any light. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. And then all of a sudden, my life has just blossomed in so many ways. in my work arena, in my health arena. I was sharing before that I've lost like 57 pounds in the last year and a few months, and I just feel so much more alive. And the best gift, you know, that's a miracle in and of itself, to be able to get off medicine and really feel alive. But the best gift is that my spirituality and my faith got so increased. Like at the end of it, I have so much faith that I didn't have before. So that to me is like the extra bonus miracle. So that's what I wanted to share.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
My name is Tim, and I'd really like to give a testimonial and a great thank you to Master John Douglas and the Master Angels that he works with for a healing, a very beautiful healing that came into my life. When I first met John, and for many years after that, I was dealing with anxiety to a greater or lesser degree in my life, and I was on a medication for that daily, and I'd been on that for quite a few years. And John, in personal sessions, John would work on that, but it wouldn't go away. So part of what I want to talk about is that the importance and the beauty of being persistent sometimes with John's work. Sometimes he can knock something out just in a split second and it's gone. But sometimes, as he himself has said, we need to stick with something and persevere and keep going to events, keep using the tools, the precious tools that John and the Master Angels have given to us to eradicate some problem. Could be in our life, in our outer life, could be a physical thing, whatever. And in this particular case, this anxiety, it would get better, but then I couldn't stop taking this medication. But he addressed it on several occasions, and finally, probably something like five or six years ago now, I'm not sure, maybe not that long, John, in a personal session, I told him that I was waking up in the middle of the night when I stopped taking the medication, and that my heart would be beating, and I was afraid I was going to have a heart attack. And John told me that my heart was strong, and he did some things. You never know sometimes exactly everything he's doing, because he does so many profound things. But he did some healing work, and after that, I never had this heart palpitation thing again, ever. And it had happened even previously for years, off and on. I would wake up in the night, and I would have my heart would be pounding, you know. And after that, it was fairly easy for me to completely stop taking the medication. But this was after seeing John for quite a few years and many interactions with him, the Master Angels, in these personal sessions. Finally, that healing came through. So I think it could have been because my worthiness just wasn't at the right level yet, or maybe I was too stubborn, or my physiology wasn't ready, or more work needed to be done. But I guess I just want to say that if people are coming to John's work, sometimes he will heal people right away of things. But sometimes it's very important to stick with something and to persevere and to know that John and the Master Angels have the power and the intelligence, probably, I would say at this point, to heal almost anything. I'm very, very grateful, because to be free from that medication and not to have to be relying on it. Some people have to take those things throughout the rest of their life once they start. So it's a great blessing to be free from that, because those medications also, I think, in fact, I'm sure of this, they somewhat limit our ability to perceive things accurately and correctly. So that was one of the big reasons I wanted to be free from that, so that I could experience more spiritual growth, more awareness, more liveliness in my brain physiology. And so I'm extremely grateful, and all thanks to Master John and the great Master Angels for that healing.
Hi, my name's Barb. So I've been studying with Master John for probably 9 or 10 years. And when I first met him, my mental and emotional state were pretty raggedy. I definitely had a lot of periodic depression and just a pretty hard time with self-judgment and just, you know, self-hatred. It definitely would go to that level. Pretty negative early life experience that colored a lot of my experience in the world. I'd say so much so that, like, I sort of have this memory of being in the Bardo between lives and really not wanting to come back to Earth, like profoundly not wanting to come back to Earth. I don't like that place. People are mean to each other. It's really, I don't want to go. Oh, and then they'd say, it's so good for you and you'll grow more. And so anyway, I feel like I begrudgingly agreed to come back. And then it didn't really shift until I met Master John, and especially till I did Elite with him. But probably the biggest thing that I can say is the resolution of depression, probably mostly, and those negative self-talks, the judgment, the self-hatred. What used to be in my life, probably a few days a year, I would feel okay. I'd feel maybe good. And now it's like that's just flipped. Like a few days a year, I'll have an episode where things are really dark, and yet they just clear up so much more quickly, and I have absolute faith that they'll resolve and things will be good again. But it really has just turned on its head from being more depressed to almost none at all. I'm not on antidepressants anymore. So I think it's just kind of hard to talk about because it's so nebulous. There's no strict before and after kind of experience. But if I look at the trajectory with him, that's the thing that I'm most grateful about, is that the resolution of that. So thank you, Master John.
My name is Kabir. So I didn't have like a physical or medical miracle, which makes my miracle, or I would say my miracles, more of a challenge to articulate, because it's more like features of my personality, features of my psyche. And I'll give a little context. I first found Master John when I was 36, so about 3 years ago. And I had spent most of my life, or a large part of my life, spiritually committed or spiritually seeking or spiritually practicing one way or another. I had like meditated for years as a teenager, and then spent like the end of my 20s and a large part of my 30s, like, you know, I had lived in an ashram for 2 years. I'm a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda. And I had also done like other sort of Western modalities. Like I had been in therapy. I had done all these like leadership transformational trainings. I was like a big devotee of Eckhart Tolle and all of his work. But there were certainly like parts of myself that like no matter what I did or no matter what effort I put out in all these different modalities to work on myself, that they were like untouched. And I think the real miraculous thing for me is seeing those things completely transform through the grace of Master John and the Master Angels and what they do. And part of what's so amazing is that like I don't know what they're targeting in me. It's happening. And I see it after the fact, after I integrate it. So it's like they're just giving me these, you know, amazing, incalculable blessings. And then I'm going about my life. And all of a sudden I realize, oh my God, this thing that had like been a handicap my entire life is all of a sudden just gone. And I'm seeing it like in real time. And it's like, oh, wow. Almost the way you like notice like, oh my God, I've like lost, you know, 15 pounds or something. It's like, you just look in the mirror. It's like, wow, I look totally different. It's almost like the equivalent of that. So I'm just going to talk about a few of those things. And I just really want to highlight that for these things I'm talking about, there are so many more that it's almost like I can't even put my finger on. I think the challenge sometimes is like really being able to articulate it for myself. So it's very fulfilling for me to articulate it to myself. But there are also so many ways that I feel like I've changed that it's hard for me to even put into words. But I'll say a few right now that I do consider miracles. One is, I think there were always like social contexts that I would feel uncomfortable in. And I think that like that's a thing that probably a lot of people can relate to. It's like there are always these different situations, whether it's like a certain number of people or a certain type of people or certain status you have in a group, where it was like I would just feel uncomfortable. And I would either like try to compensate for that by like putting on some persona, or I would just feel disempowered and be kind of like meek and shy. But that was something that I like went through my whole life experiencing. Like, oh, this is a social setting where I feel safe, and this is a social setting where I don't feel safe. And I felt very little control over that. You know, it's like I'd be meditating 3 hours a day, or I'd be doing this, or I'd be doing that. But like, those experiences were like instinctual. It's like, I feel safe or I don't feel safe. And like, there's not too much I can negotiate that. I can manage it, you know? And through all this amazing work Master John and the Master Angels have done, like, I just have this experience now where it's like, I just feel like pretty much comfortable all the time. And that was like a brand new experience for me, where it's just like, no matter what's happening, no matter what situation I'm in, no matter like what I get thrown into, I just feel like comfortable and I feel fine. And I don't feel like I need to do something. I don't feel like I need to be something, or I don't feel like I need to project something. It's just like, I'm just like totally comfortable. It's like, you throw me here, you throw me there, you do this to me, you do that to me, you like ruffle me up or you elevate me, like whatever it is, I'm just like, well, I'm fine. And so that was like, I feel like that's, for me, that's a miracle.
That's huge.
Yeah. I think another thing too that I'm sure would be relatable to your listeners is like, I always, my whole life was like very hard on myself. You know, it was always like, I needed to be at a certain level of performance, whatever it was, whether it was like school and academics, or whether it was, you know, something job related or performance related, or just any time I felt like I made a mistake, it was just like, I would like get out the lash and I would like, you know, really like give it to myself. And
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I think so many people, I mean, I think that's our culture is like very, you know, if you're not perfect, if you're underperforming, it's like big source of shame and you dwell on it and you can't let it go and it becomes this weight. And that was another like miracle where it was like, all of a sudden I noticed that I wasn't doing that to myself and that I had no interest in doing it, you know, that it almost would be like boring to do it. It's like, maybe I would do it like for a very short period of time to like learn a lesson. Like I would feel a kind of a regret of how I had acted, or, you know, that I hadn't done the right thing, but it would be like very short, powerful, and for a purpose of like learning and integrating something so that the next time I would act differently. Whereas before it was like gratuitous. It was like something I just like was like doing to myself. But yeah, I feel like now I go through life again, like not feeling like I need to be something, so that there's no like perfectionistic like aspiration. It's just like, I'm just being more and more. And if I don't measure up to someone's expectations or to my own, I just like see it and I'm like, okay, you know, I'll keep that in mind for next time. And it's like a very like, it's just like much more gentle process and much more, it feels like much more natural. It's like, of course none of us are perfect. We're all works in progress. We're figuring things out. But again, it's like, this is a feature that had been like with me my entire life, that all of a sudden through the grace of Master John, it's like, and again, a feature that despite all my efforts and my meditations, it was like that was something that I think there was some improvement with it, but like the core of it was still there. And I guess that would bring me to like the third miracle, which is like more broad in general, but probably the most powerful thing I've experienced through Master John's work and reformations, which is, and I guess this, I'll preface it by saying like, my subjective, I guess, perception of a lot of the world is like, I think a lot of us are motivated by some sense of lack, right? Some sense of lack, some sense of not being enough that then causes us to go out there and do what we think we need to do, whether it's like have a family or have a career or just look amazing or whatever it is. It's like there's some kind of core sense of like, I'm not enough. And I had that my whole life. There was just, and I was very aware. I don't know if everyone's aware of it. Some people I think are driven by it, but they don't see it. And some people are just very aware of it. And I was very aware of it. It was just like, for whatever reason, there was always that feeling to a greater or lesser extent that like, I just like, I wasn't enough. And so I needed to be something, or I needed to prove something, or I needed to achieve something, be someone so that I could finally feel like I was enough. Even when I knew that was futile, it was still there, you know? And that's gone. I don't even feel really like that binary is there anymore of like being enough or not being enough. It just feels more like I'm just here. How could I be enough or not enough? You know what I mean? It's like a tree doesn't feel that way. A tree doesn't feel like it's enough. It's just there. And so I guess even saying this and realizing this as I'm talking is like, I think the biggest miracle is the simplicity. I think the work that Master John does is, as he talks about, is so technical and is working on us on all of these unseen levels that we're not aware of. But the result is just like greater simplicity for me in life of just being like, I'm just able to be and not really like be in my own way or overcomplicate my own existence. It's just like, I'm just here and I'm so happy to be here. And of course I have challenges and lessons. And of course my work is far from being over and I'm, you know, I really don't want to make it seem like, oh, I'm done or I'm, you know, it's like, but these are like really, these are real changes that are, that have like hugely, hugely impacted my sense of well-being. And I think maybe through my meditations that maybe would have happened over like several decades, you know, maybe when I was like in my 60s, I'd arrive at these places where I just felt okay with everything. But through Master John's work, it just, like he instantaneously will remove the cause of a disease, you know, he instantaneously removed the causes within me that were causing all of this suffering over complication. And now that they're gone, I'm just like able to exist and be and enjoy existing and being in a way that feels like so sweet. And I feel so grateful and indebted to him and the Master Angels and to God for giving me something that I don't think I ever really thought was possible.
I think you've articulated something that's really difficult to talk about in a really easy way to understand. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Allie. I first met Master John back in 2014. I was currently at school. I was a college student. I was in Chicago. I was currently seeing a therapist, and she was involved with Master John's work. And I was struggling with a lot of anxiety and depression. I'd gone through quite a solid amount of trauma as a child, and I was struggling really hard. And so I sought out therapy, and over time she introduced me to some of Master John's tools, some of his CD processes. And for about 9 months before seeing him, I was listening to these CDs, and I started noticing things were changing for me. Like, I used to cry every day, and I just had so much anger and angst and just felt very lost and didn't know where my place was in the world. And slowly, as the months went on, I noticed that crying stopped, the reactivity stopped, and things were slowly getting easier. So I was like, I have to go see this guy. Like, I couldn't believe that just pressing play and listening to a CD could have this much an effect. So what would it be like seeing him in person?
Which CDs were you listening to?
So at the time, the one that was really profound for me was Subconscious Repair, which I would listen to just once a week. And the first time I listened to it, I remember I fell asleep for like 3 hours, and I woke up and I just felt completely transformed. And I was like, what just happened? And that was just after the first time. So after a few months of doing that, I started noticing some like changes in my whole being. I also was listening to Psychological Repair, which really helped me with my insomnia. I would play it while I was falling asleep at night, and I became someone who couldn't fall asleep till like 3 or 4 a.m. because of all the anxiety I had to like having a normal sleeping schedule. Location Repair, which was really great for being in the city, keeping the space clear. And Spirit Repair, which I would have going all day long, and it helped keep my stress down when I was out in the world and when I was studying and, you know, being a typical college student. It helped a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I saw him in 2014, and it was just the most amazing experience ever. And I've been going to workshops and using his tools for 5 years now. And every time, I'm originally from Boston, and every time I go home, my family is like, you are so different from just a year of using his work. Every single time I go home, and all of the anxiety, the depression, and the trauma that I had that stemmed a lot from being at home just has fallen away. And I'm going home for the holidays for the first time this year in like 3 years. Yeah. And I have no anxiety about it, even though my relationship with my parents wasn't always great. I'm really excited. I have a partner, my boyfriend of 2.5 years. He's coming home with me. And until I met Master John, I never had a partner. I couldn't be with anyone. And I had too much anxiety around relationships. It was too hard for me. And now I have a loving partner, and we're very happy. And I'm introducing him to my parents. And it's amazing to think where I was just 5 years ago. Anyone who is struggling to find out like where they fit in the world, or if they feel like there's just something more and I don't know, this is the perfect place to be. Because I realized that like 75% of my depression was just this wanting more out of life. And then the trauma and the anxiety and depression just compacted that so much that it was just so unbearable just to get up in the morning. And now I get up with like a blissful attitude, and I still have my hard days and I still go through things, but I feel supported and loved, and I'm not afraid anymore. It's like I can go through something really hard or tragic even with no fear that I'll come out from the other side, which before I always held hope, but I just didn't know how I would be able to. So it's been really amazing. And I always say that even though I didn't receive maybe a physical miracle of like curing of some kind of disease or something, I still think Master John saved my life, because I think about where my life was going. And even though I was a very bubbly person, I loved life. I loved going on nature walks, and I loved animals, and I loved theater and music. There was just like this emptiness, and now I just feel like my life is full.
Hi, I'm Karen, and I spent much of my life at university level work and doing things where my left brain had to be super engaged. And what I keep finding is that when you're in that kind of environment, you wake up and the first thing you're thinking about is, oh my God, I've got to get this done today, and I've got to get these people together. And it's just this flood of information coming in. And it often would mean that I would jump up out of bed and I would be totally stressed out from the minute I got up. And there was no holding back the torrent of words. And I did a lot of meditating before I came to Master John Douglas. And that helped a lot in terms of knowing that there were states of being that could be different than that frenetic, oh, I've got to do all these things. So I was aware of that before I came to him. But what's so dramatic now is getting up, waking up in the morning, and feeling this expansiveness and this connection with everything that is, from the earth itself to the ether to all the people around. And there's no anxiety about how am I going to perform today, or how is somebody going to react if I say this. There's just this incredibly blessed state. It almost sounds euphoric, and I think contrasting to where I was before, that's exactly what it is. And I really give great thanks and gratitude to Master John for being able to make this huge shift within me so that I want to wake up in the morning and see what is going to unfold, because I know totally now that it is divinely orchestrated. It's perfect. Even if I stub my toe the first thing after I get up out of bed, it's going to be exactly what it needs to be. And I'm so grateful for that. And I think the other major thing that I've found with the blessings of this work is that I am not nearly so judgmental. I think, again, university kind of work or business work really makes you go in the direction of having snap judgments of people. And it's sort of survival. You're trained to find out exactly where that person's weakness is so that you can get a little bit of an edge, or to know whether you can really trust that person. And I was really, really good at judging people. And what I've been able to find the last couple of years is that I can tolerate just about anything, and it doesn't matter whether I have an intuition that this person maybe isn't being completely level with me. That's okay, because they are just going to be who they're going to be. They're going to be offering to our relationship what they need to. Or if this person has stopped doing the kind of work that I really wish they would do, that's okay too. They're having to go through what they need to go through. And I'm incredibly grateful for not having that buzz in the head that says, oh, all right, that's that kind of person. And it's just makes for a much more loving, beautiful day and experience. And one where actually I'm able to be much better with way more people than I would ever have dreamed possible before.
Those are amazing. Thank you so much for sharing.
And thank you so much to all of my guests today for sharing their miraculous and vulnerable healing stories. This episode is important to me because it demonstrates that this healing can extend beyond the physical ailments people suffer with, and shows that Master John's work can also be extremely effective in healing very common, but more invisible things like depression and anxiety. And as we heard a few times in this episode, this work has contributed to many folks becoming medication-free. I personally know a handful of these people close to me who this work has helped in those areas, and I'm really grateful for that. In the bonus content for today's episode, I talk a bit more about how Master John's work has helped me in these areas. And I also do a little clearing around emotional and mental issues for the people listening. And if you don't know this about me, I do clearings all the time for my patrons on Patreon. It just depends on which tier you're in, but this one will be for all of my patrons. So if you would like to get in on that, please visit patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our next episode is all about miracles with pets. You'll hear some amazing true stories with some awesome furry friends, shared with us by their human companions. All of these miracles, of course, are attributed to Master John Douglas and the Master Healing Angels. If you have a pet, you'll probably love this episode. If you are enjoying the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast, please consider subscribing to the podcast wherever you are listening. Give us a 5-star rating or write us an awesome review. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram. Share it with your friends. You all know at least one person who needs to hear this episode, so please send them the link. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get better.
metaphysical.